about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
See? You feel it? You feel it? It's on to the break of dawn.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You cleared up that Edinburgh is actually Scotland last night.
Is it?
Yeah. Seriously?
I didn't know. Oh, my God.
Dublin's Ireland. Did you know that?
Is Italy in Rome? Rome in Italy?
Yes, Rome is in Italy. Rome is the capital of Italy.
What
is Barcelona in Rome?
Barcelona is in Italy.
I thought it was Spanish.
It is up to us, up to Maganation, to stand up and fight against this evil that is facing us. We are God's nation. We are God's people. We must fight these guys.
It's called, like, up here, and it's called memory, and it's called other things.
And now.
I'm so sorry. How's your penis?
Sore. How's your penis?
Sore.
Our feature presentation.
It's a strange thing. To have a penis check first thing?
Mm-hmm. Is that common for guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday morning, the 9th of July.
Kevin, you get attacked by anything on the way in this morning?
I did not.
No sinkholes opened up in front of your vehicle?
No, all good.
No,
Nope.
No meteors came out of the sky and struck you?
No.
I just felt like after the brown recluse, there's a target on your back.
And how come my brown recluse couldn't have been radioactive?
Yeah.
Right?
It's a bummer.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
A letdown.
Disappointing. The universe is out to get you, man.
Well, it is. I have no answer to that.
Well said.
Sure seems like it is.
Seen any more spiders around the house?
I have.
Oh, no.
Killed another one yesterday.
Oh, what a bad man.
Oh, I'm a bad man for killing a spider.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you need to keep killing those bad boys in your house.
Right?
For
That's
sure.
my point.
For
How
sure.
Dare you? How dare you?
This is... Honestly, Bean, if there's any time for you to not have this argument with me, it's right now.
Give it some time?
Yeah. So, right. Minute.
At
Just a minute.
At least wait till the last spider bite heals.
Yes.
And then start bringing it up again.
Yeah.
While we were out on break, there was a very disturbing thing that happened at a Walmart store in Lufkin, Texas, which is about 120 miles from Houston. Kevin, you probably missed this.
I did,
but, a teenage girl walked into the Walmart store and walked up to the ice cream section of the Walmart and took out a carton of Bluebell ice cream, licked it, and then put it back on the shelf, and then walked out of the store. And
do we know why?
People were not pleased.
Of course not.
Allie, she filmed it and put it up online, right?
Yeah, it went viral
Quick. Very fast, yeah.
Yeah.
So you think that's why she did it?
It's the ice cream challenge.
It became the ice cream challenge.
Oh,
but,
no.
But my question is, Allie, because I may not have paid as close attention to this as you did she start the ice cream challenge, or did it already exist and this was just her entry into the ice cream challenge?
I felt like she was the first one I saw.
One I heard about, too.
How is this a challenge?
Yeah. The challenge is how not to be murdered, because if I saw her do that... I would murder her in the middle of Ralph's. Don't mess with food. You're disgusting.
Don't
You're a sick
food.
Person.
Yeah. Well, it turns out she was only 17, and so the case was turned over to the Texas Juvenile Justice Department because she's a minor, and they were able to track her down because if you commit a crime and then put it up online, they're going to find you, right?
That does seem to follow. Yeah, that tracks.
So that all happened early last week, I guess. Well, now the ice cream challenge has taken off, as you can imagine. Lots of people are doing it. And there's a fascinating case right here in my state of Louisiana of a guy named Lanice Lloyd Martin III. He is 36 years old. He is unemployed. And he thought he'd get in on the ice cream challenge, too. So he did it. He posted the video on Facebook of himself licking a carton of ice cream in a supermarket. But then he bought the ice cream and took it home. Okay, so he didn't, like, leave it
Maybe
behind.
Maybe he doesn't understand.
He didn't leave it behind for somebody else to find. He didn't create a panic, or so he thought. Well, so he did all that, and he thought, well, I'm in the clear because I licked my own ice cream, essentially.
Right.
Right? So he didn't feel like he had done anything wrong. He did it because he just wanted the notoriety of being part of the ice cream challenge. But he has now been charged with criminal mischief for tampering with a product before he purchased it, which
what?
I think is so fascinating because I feel like I have seen a lot of people open up a package in a supermarket that they are then taking up to the register to buy.
Absolutely.
I do that a lot.
You know what I mean? Like,
even just like a bottle of water.
A bottle of water. Go ahead and take a swig before you get to the register because you're paying for it. It's yours. Right, exactly. Well, this guy was arrested, charged with criminal mischief for tampering with a product before he purchased it and with, and this is what really has caused controversy here in Louisiana, unlawful posting of criminal activity for notoriety and publicity, which is a rarely used Louisiana law that makes distributing a video of oneself breaking the law punishable as an additional crime.
Wow.
Whoa.
He will spend at least 4 nights in jail awaiting his bail hearing. In Louisiana, this is all for licking ice cream that he bought, by the way.
Seems a little much.
In Louisiana, authorities have 72 hours to bring suspects before a judge, but because of the July 4th holiday, the clock did not start ticking until Monday. So yesterday, the whole time he was in the 4th of July weekend, he's in jail, and the clock isn't even ticking until Monday. So now it is, and now they still haven't charged him yet, so he's still in jail.
Wow.
So the earliest that he's going to be able to post bail, assuming they charge him on Wednesday, is Wednesday. So
Small talk in the jail. Hey, what are you in for? I killed the guy. You? Lick some ice cream.
Lick some ice cream that I then bought.
You licked ice cream and then bought it? I'm staying away from you.
So it does seem, I don't know, highly aggressive.
Very excessive.
Do you think that this man committed a crime by licking the ice cream and then filming it, licking the ice cream and then buying it and walking out of the store?
Because he bought it and walked out of the store with it.
No. Mm-hmm. Do you think it should be a crime that he then posted it on, in his particular case, not somebody who actually did commit a crime, but in his particular case, do you think he should be in any kind of trouble for posting it on Facebook?
I'll say this. You're 36 years old.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're unemployed. Unemployed people still have a brain, correct?
This guy I'm not so sure about.
Okay. Well,
wait. Let me ask you a question. Did he put himself biting the ice cream and taking it home on the video that he put online? Or did it just look like he did the ice cream challenge?
Yeah, I think he probably accomplished the ice cream challenge and said, okay, now I've got that. I can put that up online. Now I'll go ahead and buy the ice cream.
So I think maybe he could be charged under the law that you have there.
Oh, yeah. You're saying that he didn't videotape him then going to the register with it?
Right.
No.
He left that part off.
I don't think so. This guy. Good. I don't think so. Sit in jail.
I think he was making it look like he was doing the ice cream challenge for reals. Like he
no.
was a,
F him.
A lick and run.
F him. What?
Huh?
That's possible? Have I signed up for one of them?
That's better than Postmates. So anyway, I'll keep you posted and find out what happens. But it just seemed like this really spiraled out of control for this dude. Like this is he did not expect to spend the rest of his life in jail.
That whole time I was thinking he then videotaped him bringing it up to the register, paying for it, and being like, there's my challenge.
Well, the only reason I ask that is because if they're actually going to charge him with that, he must not have.
Right.
What they said was that it's against the law to tamper with a product before you purchased it.
Right, but the charge was putting up video of a crime.
That's the additional charge, yeah.
Which exactly. is what he did if he didn't then show that he was bringing it to the register, paying for it, all of that.
Right.
Yeah. That's screw him.
It now got I out hate of control.
Him. I hate everyone.
I would say so too.
So,
good night.
I was going to do this today, but I am now not.
No, I say do it.
I say do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it's worth it.
I think it's a good choice on your part. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
But what do you expect from that?
It's a good question, man. Comic-Con passes we have for you today.
That's happening next week, you guys.
6 o'clock hour. I know, that's crazy. Animal stories on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
People who want to move from Southern California because of the earthquakes. There are a lot of people who claim that or sort of momentarily want to move, but there are people who actually move out every time there's an earthquake.
Really?
I mean, I think it's probably a much smaller number, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's very small. But I get in the aftershock weeks, I get you're like, why am I here when every minute I have to be afraid that the next one is going to be even bigger? You know what I mean? I understand the uncertainty, that feeling.
Sure.
I would think you would have to be almost ready to leave anyway, and that was the last excuse you had, and that's what pushed you to do it.
I would assume that's true.
Yeah.
It's the last straw, and you already had other reasons why you wanted to.
Had to.
I would think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Otherwise, sack up.
Also, is it a great plan to be married but only live together part of the week?
Yes.
Yes.
And live in separate houses.
100%.
Or separate states.
Or separate states, yes.
Countries.
So, countries. So that's coming up as well. and wedding menus. What's up? So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We will. Billie Eilish on the world famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Hey, once again today, K-Rock Road Trip 2019, destination number 3, which is a good one. You get tickets to see Irvine's 5-point amphitheater show of the Smashing Pumpkins, Noel Gallagher, and AFI. How's that for a 1-2-3 punch, by the way?
Pretty strong. Yeah.
That, that's the ticket you win for the show on August 29th, and then you're qualified to see the Pumpkins again in their hometown of Chicago, Illinois, including round-trip airfare and a 2-night hotel stay. Details at KROQ.com. Your chance to win this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
What is happening?
How often do you guys check your credit card bills to see what charges are coming in? Or do you just sometimes expect, all right, that seems like a normal billing charge?
I glance.
Yeah.
There could be stuff I miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe you're missing that you're still paying for a Lindsay Lohan app. that she launched in 2017, offered exclusive content for $2.99 a month. 3 months later, stopped producing content on it because nobody was like really into it, but still charging people for it.
So she's still selling?
She's cashing in on a dormant app.
Wow.
Yeah.
I need to check.
You really do need
That's
to check.
That's the kind of thing I would do for comedy?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How many people can possibly be subscribed to that?
Well, Page Six reports on this story, and they said that it's unclear how many paying customers there are, you know, aside from them, because they're the ones that noticed it. But yeah, not good. And that's pretty bad. Only 3 months she was adding content to it, yet still charging people since 2017.
God, you're dumb.
Yeah.
I'm saying, just maybe check those.
I might be dumb. I'm not positive. Good idea. No.
Yeah. Also, those ones that don't tell you that they're about to, you know, sign you up for that other year that's happening. Those ones always shock you.
Automatic renewal. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, wait, what? Huh? Oh, that's right. I'm an idiot. I don't like those ones. I don't like apps that tell me I'm an idiot. I have enough people in my life, you guys. Remember when I told you that Chris Rock had gone to the people that do the movie Saw and said, listen, got a great idea for the next installment of Saw. And they were like, really? And then he told them his idea, and Lionsgate was like, yes, we're doing it. Absolutely. Well, they have now added Samuel L. Jackson to the cast of this Saw reboot.
All right.
He's going to be joining Chris Rock. Rock is going to be a police detective investigating a series of grisly crimes, and Samuel L. Jackson is going to play his dad. Oh, my God, I love this
that
so much.
That does sound great.
Already, you guys. They're keeping details of the plot under wraps, other than saying it will offer deviously treacherous traps, clever clues, and edge-of-the-seat suspense that fans expect. According to a Lionsgate chairman, this is next level of Saw on full tilt. Who is this guy? We need to talk to this Lionsgate chairman, because he's saying all the right things.
You know, fun fact, you may not think about this, but Samuel L. Jackson is the biggest box office star of all time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah, in terms of money that his movies have generated, he is number one all-time moneymaker.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
He is in every movie.
Yes, yeah.
So that helps.
Yes,
yeah, that does help.
And he's been in things like Star Wars and the Quentin Tarantino movies and, you know, Pulp Fiction and all the, you know, a bunch of the Marvel movies.
He's
so
just in
it all
Spider-Man.
Adds up.
Yeah, he's in everything.
Yeah, for sure.
But, incredible.
Huh.
What a career.
No telling if Tobin Bell is involved, but if he isn't, like he's busy, can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, let's hear your jigsaw.
Do you want to play a game?
Hired.
Right?
Right?
Thank you.
So good. Which also brings me to, of course, when we had Jigsaw himself, not only in studio, literally 5 feet from Kevin's face.
How?
You'd think at this point, okay, he's 5 feet from my face.
How can every story go back to me?
I see his lips moving. There's no way I'm going to cut him off live in person. I'm not going to play a commercial with his lips still moving.
You mean like I do when I hang up on people.
That I can actually see him. There's no way, right?
Right.
Hit it.
Dobin, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you
for
your time.
Happy all week on K-Rock.
Close your windows.
Okay, so you can tell he's saying something. At least he wasn't saying something like about how radio is his favorite thing and just being in here like was life-changing for him. At least it wasn't that, right?
Dobin, thank you for coming in. We appreciate
it. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on radio.
Yeah, that's that's us just isolating it without the commercial over.
Yeah.
Happy to be on radio because it's kind of his thing. It's what he's
this guy is doing great work.
I didn't want people to hear that though.
Right?
So yeah.
You want to be kind of like subdued about how cool radio is. You don't want that to get out.
Thank you, Al.
That was hard to say. Oh God, I lived for that. That was one of my favorite moments ever on this show.
Yeah, it was great.
Watching your face realize I just cut off a man and I'm watching his
mouth. I'm looking right at him. Move. Yeah.
It was good times.
It's not ideal.
Isn't that something?
It is. It is, sir. Anyway, production has officially begun on that Saw reboot, so cannot wait for that. Meantime, has some birthdays for you. Some great people. Courtney Love, Tom Hanks, and Fred Savage.
And look, I'm just saying when there's a long line of cars, in general.
Here we go.
People aren't paying attention.
Here we go.
And so you can just slide right in when they're not paying attention.
Yeah, you should be allowed to go in front of everybody else. I agree. Totally. Here's the conversation here on the Kevin DeBean Show. I don't know how Dave found this, but it's on a website called carscoop.com. Very reputable,
you know,
carscoop.com.
Sure. Loves Carscoop.
Have you ever found yourself approaching an exit ramp on a motorway only to realize the very last moment that it's the exit ramp you're meant to take? While it can be tempting to cross through traffic to make the exit, and here's the most humorous thing you'll hear all day. It's generally a better and safer idea to just take the next available exit and backtrack to your destination, which I would like to add as the man reading the article out loud. No one has ever done ever. No one
I've
has ever
that.
Driven. You have not driven past the exit you're supposed to get off on and then done the loop-de-loop to get back.
I have, just because there are times when you're not paying attention. You go, I literally can't get over to that lane.
Oh, yeah.
I
miss it. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. But nobody is giving up on squeezing their way into that exit line and just deciding, oh, this is, I can't get in. I'm going to take the next one. I don't think. I think people just sit there in that next to the exit lane and wait for an opportunity to get in somewhere.
Well, in this particular case in Canada, there was a huge truck and it was slowing down and the guy waited until the very last second and then just forced his way in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a huge truck, that takes a lot longer to stop a huge truck.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So that may not be the best plan.
But the huge truck, if I understand your system correctly, Kevin, is also going more slowly than the other traffic on the road, thereby opening up a spot that he could have or you could get in without interrupting anybody else's flow.
Yes, but here are my rules.
Okay.
Because my main thing is stay the F out of people's way. If everybody did that, we'd all be a lot happier.
That's a great policy, by the way.
Okay, so if I'm going to do that, it's a long, long line. I pull up. First thing is, if there's no room, you go to the next exit, you get off, you're fine. Most of the time there is, though, because people, when they're at a stop and then they speed up, a lot of people aren't paying attention.
Yeah.
And so they wait and wait, and there's plenty of room to pull in and not slow anyone down because that guy isn't moving yet. So that's an easy way to do it. If they're stopping, though, if the people all on the line are going and then they're stopping and you force your way in, that makes it way worse because the guy behind you now has to hit his brakes a lot more. Mm-hmm. But you can usually find a time when they're just sitting there and they start going. And if they're going forward and somebody isn't paying attention, it's very simple.
I always think of, this is so random, but whenever I have to merge, I think of the opening line of the book Less Than Zero by Bret Easton Ellis, that's people in L.A. are afraid to merge. And it's true. People don't know how to do it. And then there's a-holes like Kevin that are the last-minute mergers.
But wait, I thought
my... So who makes it better? The people that are too afraid to do it, so they're going slow? Or the people that realize the people are going slow, so you get in?
But I would suggest to you, if I'm going when they're speeding up and a car hasn't sped up yet, I'm slowing down no one.
That's true. I agree.
But is there any part of your
lizard brain that thinks about the people who
How
are
dare you,
60
sir.
Cars back in that right-hand lane who are patiently waiting for their turn to get to that exit.
Not go-getters. That's what Kevin's right. thinking.
Step it up. Step up your game.
I mean, because you are... I mean, this is a serious question. As you pass all those people in the right-hand lane to get up to the point where you think you can merge in without slowing down the traffic,
mm-hmm.
do you at all feel bad about those people back there?
No, because with my plan, I'm not slowing anyone down.
Mm-hmm.
So well, you feel like you're doing them a favor.
No, I'm not. I'm doing myself a favor, but I'm not hurting them at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm doing it when people are speeding up. If people are slowing down, you are an a-hole and you make everybody hit their brakes
right.
behind you.
Yeah, nobody should make anybody slow down.
Right, exactly. So I'm just saying, and by the way, also, if they're speeding up and it's, let's say, halfway there, you don't wait till the very end. If they're speeding up and you're halfway there, go ahead and pull in and
right.
then wait. Just
Yeah,
just
you get, don't mind pulling in and being eight cars back.
Yeah,
you don't have
because
to go and be the next guy.
The most important thing is that they're speeding up and there's space and you're stopping no one.
Well, I have seen articles... over the last few years, really, that say that the problem is that everybody is not on the same page with merging, that the most effective thing to do is not to have the right-hand lane with 100 cars in it and then the left-hand lane with 8 cars that are all just, you know, merging at the very end.
Right.
What needs to happen, but it's hard to change people's driving patterns, is that both of those lanes should be used for merging. In other words, 50 cars in the right-hand lane, 50 cars in the lane next to that, and then merging onto the exit like a zipper. One car
like
from the right,
other one
car
yeah.
from the left. Yeah, just like
yeah.
you do when you get to, you know, when you're merging onto
that makes sense.
The 5 or something like that, and everybody has to wait for that little green light because they go one car at a time.
In this story in Canada, they gave him a huge ticket.
Yes, they did.
Is it illegal here?
I don't know.
Is it illegal in Southern California where you could actually get a ticket?
Isn't that interesting that none of us know that we've been driving in California for so long and have no idea whether that's a ticketable offense or not? I do know that it guarantees you'll be flipped off by a bunch of people. I don't know if that is
going to say again, not necessarily. If you do it right, not necessarily.
Okay.
But I do think that the people that you're zipping past to get nearer to the front of the line,
right.
I do feel like they look at you as a dick.
That's possible.
Now, you may not be a dick,
but
I'm
honest.
Saying that's the impression that you're giving those people that you're zipping
Let's
past.
Be honest. That happens to me all the time, though, Bean, for a lot of different reasons. So that one doesn't bother me.
Well, you also have the honk if you love sex bumper sticker.
That's true as well. All right. We have tickets for you to go to Comic-Con.
Oh.
And we're going to play a game.
Yes. This is the biggest con in the world, by the way, and I mean that in a very complimentary manner. We have a pair of passes for San Diego Comic-Con at the Convention Center in San Diego, July 18th through the 21st. We are looking for Comic-Con fans right now, people who are in that world of comics and superhero movies and Game of Thrones and all of that kind of stuff. Like, you live in that world. You've got a good chance of perhaps winning these tickets, but we're looking for contestants right now to play the game next. 1-800-520-1067 coming up. On Twitter yesterday, our friend Mike Catherwood and also Matt Money Smith were both involved in a long discussion thread about the greatest cover songs of all time.
Okay.
I think Nirvana doing David Bowie there might be on that list.
It's a great cover.
I'd say so too.
Pretty great. Yeah. I'd say top 100, right?
Sure.
Wow. Don't go overboard.
Wow, really going on a limb there.
Anyway, it was a fun conversation. A pair of passes to San Diego's Comic-Con at the San Diego Convention Center. As you know, it is happening next weekend. The Kevin and Bean Show is going to be broadcasting live from Theater Box, home to the all-new TCL Chinese Theater in San Diego, which is a fantastic location down there on Fifth Avenue. I hope you'll come by and say hello. It's going to be a great show with lots of great stuff going on, not only on our program, but over there at the Convention Center. We want to hook you up right now at 1-800-520-1067 with a game that we like to call Total Recall.
Total Recall, that's the game that we play. If you want tickets to
San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah! Total Recall.
San Diego Comic-Con passes.
That's what you will win. All you have to do is recall.
Only the best, huh?
What I love about that is you can't even tell Omar's on vacation.
Right?
It's seamless.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, the lines are all filled up. What do they need to know?
I'm going to ask a question. You have to name three things in 10 seconds.
Oh, that sounds simple enough until it's you on the phone with the timer going.
It's that 10-second thing that really makes you nervous.
Hello.
Hello. Art?
Holla!
Holla!
I can already tell Art's going to win.
Are you drunk, Art?
Some of the times.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Here's your question. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, there were many heroic characters named Earth's Mightiest Heroes. In 10 seconds, name three of the heroic characters in the Avengers movies. In 10 seconds, name three of the heroic... What's happening? In 10 seconds, name three of the heroic characters in the Avengers movies. Go.
Iron Man, Hulk, Captain America.
Boom.
Thor.
Boom.
Wow, look at that. He's above still and beyond. Going. What bar are you at right now, Art?
Yeah, why all the noise? What's happening?
Oh, sorry, I'm at work.
Oh, no worries.
Okay, hang on. You are in the drawing to win the San Diego Comic-Con passes. Well done, sir.
All right, let's go to Brian LaPuente. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, your question. Every year since I was a child, The Walking Dead has had a major presence at Comic-Con. In 10 seconds, name three of the characters, alive or dead, on The Walking Dead. In 10 seconds, name three of the characters, alive or dead, on The Walking Dead. Go.
Rick, Carl, Shane, Michonne.
Look at that.
Nice.
He also came up with four. We have a bunch of overachievers here today.
In 2 seconds.
Yeah, no kidding.
Congrats. Wow. Hold on. We're going to do a drawing.
Kevin, every year since you were a child.
Yeah,
huh?
It was sort of a joke.
It's okay.
It's been around a long time.
It's been around a long time.
By the way, we don't talk about The Walking Dead much anymore, but let's all pause for a moment and just reflect how happy we were that they finally killed Carl. Right?
Right.
Thank God.
It took them long enough. Dan in Northridge, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. All right, here's your question. This year, the incredibly satisfying show Game of Thrones came to its conclusion, somehow making every single viewer happy. In 10 seconds, name three of the characters, not the actors, but the characters on Game of Thrones. In 10 seconds, name three of the characters in Game of Thrones. Go.
Jon Snow, Rhaegar, Daenerys.
There you go. Look at this.
Are these too easy?
We have people who are Comic-Con heads, right. I guess. All right. So far, Art, and Brian, and Dan are all in the running to win the tickets. It's a lot of dudes so far. Quite a sausage fest here this morning. Who's our next contestant?
Juan in Whittier. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, K-Rock?
Total Recall. That's what's going on. You ready?
Ready.
All right. Spider-Man Far From Home is in theaters now and, of course, is one of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. In the movies in the MCU, including Far From Home, in 10 seconds, name three of the villains. In the MCU movies, including Far From Home, in 10 seconds, name three of the villains. Go.
Mysterio, Doc Ock, and I want to say... Lizard?
I don't think so.
I'd watch if that was
lizard,
one.
Man. Right?
I haven't seen the new Spider-Man Far From Home, but is Mysterio a villain? I thought he and Spidey were friends.
Spoiler alert.
Don't say anything. Okay, never mind. Don't say anything.
Good
okay.
God, Bean.
I think the F word did not count, nor did Lizard Man, so I think Juan is a no. I think we say goodbye to Juan here, but thank you for playing the game. Kevin, who are the others you expecting that you might hear?
Well, Thanos, I thought.
Oh, fans,
you know,
a pretty big
Loki,
one.
You know, that kind of stuff. I mean, there are a lot of them, but some of them do get a little bit more
obscure.
Yeah.
Not everyone has the red skull on the tip of their tongue.
Correct, yes. John in Eastvale, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, John, these questions you've heard, these questions you've heard while you've been waiting on hold, how would you have done with them?
I want the first question.
You want that one back. Okay.
All right. Video games have always been a huge focus at Comic-Con. In 10 seconds, name three of the best-selling video games of all time. In 10 seconds, name three of the best-selling video games of all time. Go.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yep.
I'm blanking here. Superman.
Mm.
Oh.
Sorry.
There's Grand Theft Auto. There's Minecraft. There's Tetris. Pokemon. Yeah, it's okay, man. It's a lot. Look, it's a lot of pressure. 10 seconds.
All right, let's
do. Best you could.
Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, let's do Ramon in Whittier. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys?
We are good. Thank you.
Hello, another dude.
And welcome to Total Recall. Your question in the San Diego Comic-Con, it features many different sci-fi TV shows. In 10 seconds, name three sci-fi TV shows currently airing. In 10 seconds, name three sci-fi TV shows currently airing. Go.
Star Trek, Skyfall, and The Walking Dead.
I couldn't hear the first two.
I couldn't either. Yeah.
What were the first two again?
I'm sorry,
I thought he said Skyfall.
He said Skyfall. That's not one.
That's Skyfall.
Are you saying? Are you? I'm sorry. Are you saying? Are you saying Skyfall?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're saying goodbye. All right. Thank you for the call, sir. So it's Art and Brian and Dan, the big three right up top. They are all qualified. Only one will win the passes for San Diego Comic-Con at the San Diego Convention Center, July 18th through the 21st. Miss Allie McKay, who's going?
The winner is Dan.
Dan. Congrats, Dan.
Yes. You got that's what I'm talking about.
You got the passes. Congratulations and thanks for playing the game.
Oh!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
So many things happened in the news while we were on vacation that were really, it's going to take us a few days to catch up.
Right.
And animal stories coming up right after the top of the hour. And we will address the story you've been demanding to hear on the Kevin and Bean Show about the methamphetamine-fueled attack squirrel. We're going to get to that. We're going to be talking about the attack squirrel. On
people meth. Have been demanding it.
They have been demanding it. So that'll be one of the great stories you'll be hearing coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, Allie's here with a Tuesday morning. What's happening?
A Toy Story 4, you guys. Undeniable breakout star in that. Forky, of course.
Sure.
Voiced by Tony Hale. Neurotic spork. He doesn't want to be thought of as a toy. He's just trash. Don't treat me well. I am garbage.
He learns a valuable lesson about self-importance, though, during the movie, doesn't he?
Absolutely. But this is why I'm telling you the story, just because of the irony involved and how funny I find this. Not that they're having to recall Forky, but they're having to recall Forky because his googly eyes might pop off and be a choking hazard for kids.
Oh, actual toys. Oh, I see.
Yes. So they're recalling the Forky toy.
Uh-huh.
You can return it to any Disney retail store or Disneyland or Walt Disney World. Full refund. I don't know why I found that so funny. But Forky, who's demanding that you not treat him as a toy, is like, we need to recall those. By the way, about 80,650 of them have been sold already in the U.S. and Canada.
But his eyes are
bonkers.
His eyes are bonkers.
Okay.
The
plastic
googly eyes can detach and pose a choking hazard for young children.
So he's not a toy.
In this case, no.
Okay.
So if you have one of those, you can return it for a full refund. But I say keep it.
Yeah. What?
No, and don't give it to your kid.
I see.
Okay. Put it up on a shelf because that's going to be a collector's item, right?
Sure.
In like 100 years, people will be like,
yeah,
see
right?
that Forky?
Right?
Yeah.
Be worth a fortune.
I just thought that was the cutest story. Also,
bonkers.
Toy Story 4, you guys. Just
did
saying.
You, did you cry?
No, because crying would not be the heaving sobs that were emanating from my mouth hole.
Do you ever have people stand up and move further from you in a
theater? They should have.
Okay.
No.
I would do that in the studio if I could.
Fair. Harsh, but fair. No, the movie is excellent, and I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's my favorite of all the Toy Story movies.
Which is saying something,
yeah. Because the first one is iconic. Might be one of the best movies ever made. Yeah, I said it. Come at me, bro. I don't know what bro's coming at me about my Disney take, but I see you.
Ah, most refreshing.
Bean, you posted a beautiful cow on Twitter because it is Cow Appreciation Day.
Mm-hmm.
What was your cow's name?
Well, I had three.
Okay.
Hay was my first cow. He was a brown Swiss. I loved him very much. Betsy was my Holstein.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a little heifer named Buttercup.
Okay. Did you have a favorite?
I mean, you never, you know, you don't like to pick between your kids,
right.
Of course. But I think there was something special about Hay. He was my first cow. He was the first cow I ever fell in love with. So probably Hay.
Yeah.
Like that at all. Right? Nope. Not at all.
You and Hay, right?
Nope, not at all. He was my boy, though.
Yeah, he was your boy,
right?
I mean, I had him for 20 years.
You had him. Right?
Yeah.
As a pet.
Would you, like, walk into where they keep cows?
The barn?
Yeah.
Yes. Go on. Someone was raised in a city.
Do you walk into where they keep cows?
That was awesome.
Would you walk in and just be like, hey, and he'd come up to you?
Yeah, he knew his name.
Yeah.
We used to play. We used to play ball.
And, yeah.
You played. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'd rub him between the ears and scratch his belly, all the stuff you do with your cow. Why do you bring all this up? Because of Cow Appreciation
Day? Oh, it's Cow Appreciation Day, and yeah. Chick-fil-A is giving away free food today.
Ooh.
But there's a catch. You have to dress up as a cow.
Oh, wow. So they don't want to give away any free food today.
No.
Because we all have cow outfits hanging around the house.
I was thinking about this. You just have to come in any cow-themed attire or accessory. Just bring a bell. Like, don't people have bells? Don't cows, like, wear a bell around their neck?
Some do, but do you have that bell?
I do. I have one from Lilyhammer from the Olympics.
Okay. Well, wow. Have fun.
I have never had Chick-fil-A ever in my life, and I'm not going to start today on Cow Appreciation Day.
Okay.
That was fun talking about cows.
Quite an emotional roller coaster.
It was a journey. Happy birthday, Fred Savage, Courtney Love, and oh my God, just love him so very much. Mr. Tom Hanks, an American treasure, right?
Why isn't he running for president, by the way? That's the president we all deserve.
Who would want to be president?
Amen.
Well,
if you have Tom Hanks' life.
Yeah.
But he would be, I mean, shouldn't he do it for us? Shouldn't he sacrifice for the people?
No.
We don't care what he wants?
We need him. Nice. Yes.
No. Okay. No, don't do it, Tom. You're too pure for this world.
Hey!
Close.
Yeah, you kind of clipped it.
It's close. Yeah. Sorry. Not ideal. Are you a type of person who wants to move out of Southern California because of the earthquakes? We're going to talk to you in a few minutes. I do have a friend who was serious, like, and most people say they want to, but then they don't.
Yeah.
I think this person is actually moving.
I mean,
beat it.
Right. If you're, well, we'll talk about it. That's coming up in about 15 minutes or so here in K-Rock. I don't want to go off on a tangent here.
Okay.
You know why? Because I have an outstanding batch of animal stories. Hit it.
Maybe a raccoon or a story about a dog. Maybe a baboon or a story about a frog. A story about a cat or a pizza rat. A story about a minx or a story about a lynx. Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues. Animal stories just for you. Let's find out what they're up to.
35-year-old Mickey Polk of Killen, Alabama, got on the radar of the Limestone County Sheriff's Office there when it was reported to them that he not only had an attack squirrel that he was keeping as a pet.
An attack squirrel.
But the attack squirrel was all hopped up on meth.
Oh, gee.
And the police, understandably, did not like hearing about that. That is animal cruelty and also could be dangerous for many people involved. So they showed up at his house. They brought some guys and knocked down the door and were expecting to find him and his squirrel.
Right.
He wasn't there. And after they left, here's the Facebook post he put up.
Tammy King executed a search warrant at a residence I used to live at. I'm not on the lease. I don't live there, and I wasn't present during the search. They found someone else in the home, not me. And they were charged with possession of drugs.
What they did find, though, was the squirrel. He had left his squirrel behind while he was doing other things. His squirrel, by the way, is named D's Nuts. I think that's an important detail in the story. So D's Nuts was there. So the police, thinking this is the attack squirrel, they released him. They put him out into the wilderness.
And he's like, my meth is in there.
So he puts up that Facebook video and continues talking about, and you'll hear how he got his squirrel back, continues talking about the other events of that day.
He's just a baby. He's only 10 and a half months old. He is an asshole. He's a mean motherfucker, no doubt. But he's not a trained attack squirrel. And he's not on meth, I'm pretty sure. Better not find out he's on meth anyway.
I better not find out he's on meth. Like, how else is he getting meth if he's not getting it from you?
I'll be very angry at that squirrel.
So apparently the squirrel is an asshole. But don't paint it with a drug brush, because that's not what's happening.
Oh, my
here.
God.
That's strong.
I pulled up. He'd never been outside before, so he was in the top of a tree just screaming. I pulled up and whistled. He jumped his little ass right on my shoulder. and came right along with me. So the squirrel is safe, y'all.
So Mickey was reunited with his squirrel who is not on meth, and you'd like to think that there's a happy ending in this story, but instead what happened was he was wanted on multiple felony offenses as well.
The squirrel?
No, oh. Mickey Paul. And the police saw him, and they engineered a high-speed chase, and he rammed into an investigator's vehicle, ended up getting arrested. Still had the squirrel with him, by the way, during the chase. They let the squirrel out again, and now Mickey's in jail, separated from his beloved squirrel. So I don't know how this is going to end, but I hope D's Nuts finds a new home, because he's not equipped to live out in the wilderness.
I got a home for D's Nuts.
I bet you do. Here's a crazy story out of North Carolina. Stephanie Carol Kirchhoff always checks the washer and dryer to make sure that none of her three cats have climbed inside. Well, almost always. Last week, after fetching clothes for a load of laundry, she shut the door without thinking. She set the machine up to express wash, warm water, cold rinse, and walked away. 45 minutes later, when the cycle was done, she noticed the clothes were still dripping wet. She was about to just shut the door again when she saw a single white paw sticking out from the wet laundry. Her cat, you guys, had been in an entire wash cycle of laundry.
Oh. But how clean was that cat?
Very clean. Her one-year-old Felix had found his way into the machine. By the way, she should just keep her washer and dryer closed when she's not using it, right?
That is what pretty much everyone does.
Yes. She took Felix out of the machine, called her father, who raced them to the Animal Emergency Referral Center, and he had lost his vision and had pneumonia from the amount of water in his lungs, but he survived and is doing better now. He can see again, and he has started eating, but he is still on oxygen. Kevin, you've had some experience at the vet.
Yep.
What do you think? What do you think that treatment has cost so far?
How long?
Felix is still in the vet.
How long?
Oh,
this has been probably about a week.
I'm going to say about $10,000.
$7,000.
It's absurd how expensive that is.
$7,000.
Yep.
She says, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure he gets well. It's the least I can do for him. This terrible event is going to haunt me for the rest of my life. She has started a GoFundMe for little Felix. But the good news is it looks like he is going to be fine, although he is still on oxygen. That must have been a terrifying moment for her to realize that her cat had gone through the wash cycle. Here's a story out of England, which may require me to do my accent.
Yes!
Nesting seagulls kept a couple hostage in their own home for 6 days.
Oh.
By attacking them every time they tried to leave their house. That's a nightmare. Can you imagine that? You open your door and a seagull comes and attacks your head? Roy and Brenda Picard, 71, say they were constantly confronted by two squawking adult seagulls after they took up residence on their roof. Mr. Picard was once so viciously attacked that he ended up with a bloody head wound that needed hospital treatment.
Holy crap!
Speaking about how difficult it has been to complete simple tasks while stranded inside, Mr. Picard said, "The whole thing has been terrible. I've not been able to go out my front door. If I try to get out the door, the two birds are right there and I've got no chance. It's genuinely frightening." He also added, "My wife isn't well or very mobile at the moment, so we're relying on me to get us out."
How'd the accent get worse?
I don't know.
Started pretty good.
Not bad.
Started at a 10, and at the end of that story was a 4.
They do have a garage, by the way, that they can get to through the kitchen, so they're able to get out, but they can't get out to close the garage door, so they
just have
to leave it open. So it's a terrible, terrible mess with those seagulls. I guess what happened, the thinking is that maybe they have laid eggs somewhere.
They're protecting them.
And they're protecting their eggs anytime they see anything. And finally, I think, Allie, you will agree that I'm fairly woke when it comes to treating women, right?
Oh, wow.
You would say that is true.
Wow.
Who was the first one on this show to stand up and say that women should be allowed to go topless if they want to on the beach?
Yeah, that was you. That was
I
you.
I said that, right? I've often said that if women don't want to wear clothes, they shouldn't have to wear clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of in that same area because the Carolina Waterfowl Rescue caused a mild hubbub on social media last week when they made a request for used bras. So women have been taking their bras and donating them to the waterfowl rescue.
How?
The waterfowl rescue, that guy's just a perv.
Oh, I was going to say, how big are those waterfowl's jugs?
Well, let me tell you what they're using them for. They rescue all sorts of animals, from pigs to owls to possums, but their most frequent customers are turtles. They rescue anywhere from 3 to 40 turtles a week, depending on the season, and a lot of times it's because they've been hit by cars, but there are other ways that turtles can get chewed on by dogs, they can get run over my lawnmowers. And what happens is they crack their shells. So they're asking for these used bras. They don't need the bra. They need the clasps in the bras that they use to weld the turtles' cracked shells back together.
Weld?
How about that? They glued the shell. Glued the shells back together, hold them together with wire, which is then hooked onto a bra clasp to stay put. And that allows the shell to grow back together until the turtles are healthy enough to be released back into the wild.
Are we short on turtles?
Well, I think you don't want to just let a turtle die because the shell is cracked, Kevin. So what I'm saying is, ladies, do it for the turtles. Take off your bras. Put them in the mail to the Carolina Waterfowl Rescue and take care of these beloved animals, will you? I support you, ladies. I support you. And this has been Animal Stories.
Animal Stories in the news. Animal Stories to cure your blues.
So I suspect if we have any listeners in the Ridgecrest area, they may feel a little differently about this than people in much of Southern California that didn't get the full impact of the earthquakes this past few days.
Boy, I'll tell you, no matter where you were in Southern California, though, you felt it strongly.
Friday night was legit.
Yes.
Yes. But not legit to the point where you thought, I got to get out of this state. I need to pack up and move now. Right?
Not for me personally, because I've been through big earthquakes before, but I'll say it again. That one Friday night felt different from any earthquake in the last couple decades. It was long. It was like 40 seconds. And there was a crackling noise that I've never heard before in an earthquake. And it did freak me out.
Was it a rolling motion?
Was it more of a jolt? How are your Hummel figurines? They doing all right?
How would you compare it to the earthquake that those of us old enough to have lived through it remember best, which was 94 Northridge?
Oh, well, that's going to be night and day with most things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was also in Boston.
Oh, you missed it. Okay.
The Northridge quake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
I missed it by a day. I was bummed until I found out how bad it was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty bad. But here's what I'll say about earthquakes. And I know that when people are afraid of things, it often isn't logical.
Yeah.
But your chances of even being hurt in an earthquake are so tiny. There are tens of millions of people that live in Southern California. And you look at the Northridge quake, which is the worst one that's been in all of our lifetimes. And it was terrible for the 55 people that died, but 55 people died. And most of those were in that one apartment building in Northridge,
but
right?
But many, many people were put out of their homes.
Displaced,
of course.
All over.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. So, I just feel like your odds are pretty good of not being affected by an earthquake beyond some superficial damage.
Yeah.
So, it would surprise me if there are people who would pick up and move, because I think for most people, it's worth the risk of how rarely a major earthquake happens. But we do want to hear from you. If you are that person who thinks this is too much, this is too crazy, it's too unpredictable, I don't like it, I don't like the uncertainty of it, we want to hear from you if you're a person or if you've known a person who has actually moved out of town because of the earthquakes at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin and I had a friend who literally did it.
Really?
He moved away. Now, he ended up, after being gone a couple of years, going, this place sucks, I'm moving back to L.A. He did come back, but that was his sole reason he gave us was, I'm too afraid of earthquakes.
I always assume that it's the last straw that...
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's
like, they have
so
a lot
built
of
up.
Other reasons they want to move,
yeah.
And then this is like, okay, F this, I'm going.
Yeah.
I don't assume it's that only that. That's a little crazy.
That's a lot.
Well, there were a lot of things happening when the earthquake happened on Friday night. Channel 9, I believe, was on the air doing a newscast. Do you know these newscasters' names, Allie?
Pretty Brunette Lady and yes. Juan Fernandez.
There you go.
I apologize. I don't know her name.
Is that what the Chiron says?
It should. Yeah.
Here they are on the air when they realize there's a quake happening.
Here, we're making sure that nothing is going to come down in the studio here.
And it is going for quite a bit, everybody. It continues.
This is a very strong earthquake.
Pretty strong here.
8:21 here on the air. We're experiencing very strong shaking. Wow. I think we need to get under the desk.
All right, we're going to go to break.
We'll be right back after this.
Wow.
And that's what they did. Was she got under the desk, and unfortunately, the camera turned away.
I don't think that's what she was saying, Bean.
The Dodgers game was going on. I'm looking for that tape now. By the way,
Yeah, they tried to find tape from all over the place where stuff was going on, and basically all they had was that swimming pool.
The swimming pool and the yes. chandelier.
And the chandelier. Always. And there were a couple of cars that yeah. they replayed over and over and over yeah. just because it's impossible to really capture what happened in a video on TV.
Yeah.
It's just impossible.
Especially in the moments after it happens, when you haven't had the listeners send it in yet, the viewers send in their tape yet.
Right.
All right. So the Dodgers game, now this tape is interesting for two reasons. One is the action doesn't slow down for a second.
Mm-mm. It's moving at the speed of a turtle. How could it slow down?
there's a pitcher and there's a batter and they are going about their business like nothing is happening. That's thing one. Thing two is, and I know, Kevin, you always make fun of how boring baseball broadcasts are, but I got to tell you, I don't think the play-by-play rose to the level of what was necessary for the size of that earthquake either. I think they were kind of downplaying it a little bit as well, but here you go for the Dodgers game.
You got another earthquake?
Yep, I think
so. Here we go.
Another earthquake.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
This one's rolling, rolling, rolling.
Still going.
How do you make a 7.1 earthquake yeah. sound that boring?
Yep. Seems like it's still rolling. Yeah.
One pitch. That's our center field camera.
Yeah.
And by the way, the camera, it looks like it's
going to shake off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
How's the pitcher pitching on the mound when the mound is moving?
Nobody on the field could feel it.
Is that really?
Which is just
Are
bizarre.
Are you positive that they weren't just all asleep?
They were just so bored. I don't know, but even the announcers were saying because they're so high up that they could feel it so much more than even people that they were looking at in the stands.
Oh, interesting.
That is interesting.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we are moving a lot right now. A lot of people in the upper deck are...
It's still going.
Yes.
We are moving a lot.
Tell you what, man. There's a lot of movement right now.
A lot of intensity going on right now, and I can't believe we're alive.
Counts 1-0.
We are swinging here still. He's gone on for a good 10, 15 seconds.
This earthquake certainly continues to happen right here.
Swing and a miss.
Stadium.
Strike two.
What is happening here?
So anyway, I guess the point is there are some people who it will be a last straw, like you said, Kevin.
Yeah, I think so.
Where they're just like, this is too much. I don't think that's most people. And there's very few places you can live in the United States where there's not some sort of natural disaster. So you could move out, but then you could move someplace where there are tornadoes or where there are hurricanes or where there are floods or where there are blizzards.
Man, you are just Mr. Positive.
Mm. No, but what I'm
saying...
He's
a motivational speaker.
No, but my point is you can't not live anywhere because almost everywhere is going to have some sort of natural event that can kill you.
I think
that's
the not knowing, and you're not in control. Like, you know when a blizzard's coming. You know when there's going to be a hurricane.
Yeah, there's a heads
up. You can
sure.
take precautions. But with an earthquake, you're, you know, in the shower. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, there went my house.
Yeah, my thing about that always is, I don't know how far away it is, and I don't know if people are getting hurt or injured or whatever. Yeah. If you could know that right away, maybe you would be yeah. a lot less worried.
And a lot of people were really mad that earthquake app didn't alert them, you know, the one that's supposed to alert you like 15
right.
seconds before.
It had one job.
Because it wasn't, the epicenter wasn't in Los Angeles, so it wasn't going to alert you. But people were irate, like, what? Why am I even using this?
Yeah.
What would you have done, A, in that 15 seconds? And B, is it going to alert you every time there's an earthquake in Indonesia? No. It's specifically for your area.
That's
so,
right.
Those people are dumb. That's what you're
True.
Saying.
That's what I'm saying.
What you do in that 15 seconds is you secure your Hummel figurines. We want you to see the Smashing Pumpkins in Chicago. That is destination number 3 of the K-Rock Road Trip 2019. And the qualifying prize is nothing to sneeze at either. Smashing Pumpkins, along with Noel Gallagher and AFI, all playing the 5-Point Amphitheater in Irvine on August 29th. Give you a chance to win that and qualify for the big prize coming up around 9 this morning on K-Rock. I know you love all stories on NPR, Kevin.
Oh, they make them so exciting.
The delivery is what sells it for you.
It's like those baseball announcers.
I think that you are going to enjoy this one. I think this is a fascinating, fascinating story that happened around the 4th of July about a new technology that maybe you haven't heard about.
Okay? In this country, Philadelphia is trying to keep certain unwanted people out of parks. The city has been playing a constant high-pitched noise at night, a noise that only teenagers and young adults can hear.
Okay, how about
what?
That?
What?
Now, I've heard stories about, like, convenience stores that will play classical music, for instance, in the parking lot because they don't want kids hanging out in the 7-Eleven or whatever. You know what I mean? Something that's going to drive.
He said a noise only kids could hear.
Only kids can hear, yes. Hmm. Let's find out some more details from the correspondent.
Here's Michaela Winberg of our member station, WHYY.
If you look at the rec center building at Philadelphia's East Poplar Playground, you'll see a small beige speaker screwed into the wall. Every night at 10 p.m., that tiny speaker activates.
Okay. Now, I want to...
I like the explanation of how that speaker works. We're pretty sure.
I want to stop here to let you know that Michaela is about to play the sound that only young people can hear, okay?
Okay.
I think the age group is between 13 and 25, if I remember for the story. So if you are under 25, you should be able to hear this sound. If you are over 25, you probably won't. So turn up your radio and listen closely as she plays it on the NPR piece.
And for 8 hours, it plays nonstop. Here's what it sounds like.
Did you guys hear anything?
Mm-mm.
I did not.
Did she play it?
She did play it. Yes. I mean, I'm looking at the waveform on the file that I'm playing, and I can see that there was audio there, but okay. I was unable to hear it. Let me back it up here. Let's play it again.
Did you play it again?
Yeah. Well, it's yes.
What?
Nothing for me. How about you?
No.
Chip?
Uh-uh. You're not nothing. Playing anything.
Yeah.
You're totally...
You're trolling us.
You're trolling us. You're not playing a thing.
I am.
No, you're not.
I am. Why
you've
are you
got zero...
That?
Because you have no sound that's playing. It's you a perfect setup.
You heard the report. They're telling you this is what the sound
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but I fell asleep while they were telling me that story.
Mm-hmm. All right, hang on.
And for 8 hours, it plays nonstop. Here's what it sounds like.
We don't even know if he's playing anything.
All right.
Right?
I mean, that's what she's saying. This. All right. If people listening heard it, and I assume if you did, you're under 25. Call us right
Bean
now.
Bean is trolling you. Don't call.
I'm not. Call us right
and
now.
I feel like we would hear it more because we have headphones on.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Me, I'm wearing headphones too. But again, let's find out what the science is behind this.
Didn't hear anything? If so, it's likely you are not between the ages of 13 and 25. That's the age group this sound is targeted toward. As we age, some of the cells in our ears start to die off. So when we get older, we have trouble hearing higher frequency noises, like the one that this device plays.
Now, does that make sense to you, that your hearing is not going to be what it was when you were 20?
Yes,
yeah.
But if they're playing something that all younger people can hear, I would assume we would be able to hear it a little.
We're not younger people,
though.
I understand
that.
That's the whole point.
I mean, we're above 80, but I'm saying still, we should be able to hear a little bit of something if you were actually playing it.
Before we go to Brian, here's a young man that is interviewed for the piece who talks about what the sound sounds like to him.
Philadelphia resident Lamar Reed is 17, and he hears the noise loud and clear.
It's so loud. Like, it can, like, what if it damages our ears or anything, like something like that?
I mean, that's a big difference between us
damages
not being able to hear
our ears,
anything.
Because you're not playing anything.
Lamar says it's so loud.
Ugh.
Lamar's
all
a
right.
liar.
Let's talk to Brian. He's in Alhambra. He's up first here on the Kevin Bean Show, line one. Brian, you're not going to call and tell us that you can hear this sound.
I thought I was going crazy because I'm 40, but yes, I heard it.
If you're 40, you shouldn't be able to hear it.
It sounds like Transformers high-frequency talking.
Kevin, pulled
over. I even said, know what? Let me stop and listen to this. I think they're going to play a joke on us.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is Bean's playing a joke on us.
All right.
No, I heard it. It's there.
Let's turn it
crazy,
up.
But, hey.
Let's play it again. Turn it up. Let's play it again.
Okay.
Yep, right there. And a beep at the
right
end.
Where?
He's not playing anything. He hasn't started yet.
Maybe it's all that trap music I listen to. Maybe that's what it is. But definitely.
And you are how old, Brian?
I am 40.
But you have the ears of a 20-year-old.
Congratulations.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for the call.
Get on.
All right, let's try Dave. Dave's in Valencia. He's online, too. Dave claims to be 60, but that's not the last thing he's lying about on this call.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
What's going on, dude?
Hey, yeah, I'm 6 years old, and I heard it loud and clear. It's,
you
loud,
didn't static, hear it.
I'm telling you, unless you guys are, you need to do a scientific survey and check everybody else out.
Dave, when you hear it, do you hear them saying Yanny or Laurel?
No, no, that's not what this is, Alex.
Very different.
Okay, sorry.
What does it sound like? Does it sound like a high-pitched tone?
It's a high-pitched staticky with a beep in there, like the guy said before.
Is the dress gold or
it's
is
not
it
the same? This is something, okay. Something not the same thing.
Okay. All right, Dave, thank you for the call. Hang on. Here's more on what this technology is known as.
It's called the Mosquito, and it's an acoustic deterrent device. Technology used to keep humans or animals away from a designated area. It's usually used by law enforcement or the military.
Okay, so it's called the Mosquito.
Slow down, woman. I'm having trouble keeping up with that speed.
What I'm saying is all these people calling are narcs. Right?
They're all narcs.
They're all narcs. If all they're right. saying they hear it, you're a narc.
Let's take a couple more. I'm trying to see if there's anybody on here who's like us who can't hear it. Let's try Evan, Newport Beach.
Right.
Evan is 32. He's certainly outside the limit of where he should be able to catch it.
Hey, narc Evan.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
So why are you lying? Tell us why you're lying.
I get off online, you know what I mean?
All right. At least you're admitting it.
Are you claiming to hear something, or is your story crumbling right in front of us?
No, I totally hear it. It sounds like the old 56K internet connection with a squeaking noise in it.
All right, being played again.
Okay, I'm going to turn it up really loud this time.
All right.
Okay.
There it is.
There what?
There what is?
Have you started?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't hear anything.
Yeah, Evan's a narc.
Narc.
I'm not a narc. I'm the same guy that blew the candles out of his nostrils.
You're a crazy narc, Evan.
Oh, yeah, I totally hear that. What are you guys talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, we could totally hear that the whole time. We were just messing with you.
Although the story's real. The story is real, and there really is a noise that you can't hear if you're over 25. But that wasn't it.
That wasn't it. We could hear it the whole time. So just having some fun.
See, now people hearing that are going to be like, no, now they feel bad because they're all old and can't hear stuff. So now people aren't sure if we really were messing with them or not. But we were.
I mean.
And I don't feel good about it. I feel like we lied to you.
It's the sound of a koala. And
yeah.
I actually made it just by making it much higher.
You pitched it up.
Yeah. And it sounds like this. And we could totally hear it.
Yeah.
Totally
and then you it. Added yeah. the beep.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good time. Sorry.
That was fun, though. But it is a real story. I mean,
real story.
We joked about it yesterday because Bean played the actual noise that's in the NPR piece, and none of us heard it.
You can't hear it.
So then Bean said, what if we put a noise that is so obnoxious and there's no way we can't hear it, then we pretend we can't hear it, and people will get so mad at us, and the phone lines will light up. And like clockwork, they sure did. And the tweets, that's good Lord.
The tweets are funny.
That's our goal, is really to get our audience to hate us.
Let me play the real sound.
Successful.
Let me play the real sound from the
All
piece.
Right, but seriously.
No, but this really is. This okay. really is the mosquito that was in the NPR piece that old people can't hear. And I legitimately, honestly, 100% cannot hear this. All right, so that was the real sound.
Okay,
now let's
I heard
hear, now let's hear the one that we, Now let's hear the one that we thought was better. Oh, yeah, we win.
We win.
Yeah, we win.
So you really played the one that we couldn't hear.
I did. Yes, and we really can't hear it.
You're not messing with us now.
I am not messing
Play
with
it again.
The... Oh, geez. I already have out of a file here. Right. Hang on. All right, hang on.
Sorry to make you
But
work.
this sound people under 25 can hear.
Can That's, hear. Okay, here's, okay. According here's to the real sound. Yes. There you go. That's it.
Okay.
If you're playing something, I don't hear it.
I was playing something, and I can't hear it.
I don't buy it. Because I don't trust you, because you're a liar, and you lied to us 5 minutes ago.
It's a couple minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. Allie is here with a quick look at what's happening here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, we've made a lot of fun of Jaden Smith over the years. Kevin
Deservedly
had,
so.
Kevin had a whole column on his tweet deck just for his tweets. One's like, how can mirrors be real
yeah.
if our eyes aren't real? Really deep, deep thoughts right there. But
somebody who thought that they were deep thoughts.
But he's doing good stuff, you guys. Yesterday, he launched a food truck to provide homeless people in Los Angeles Skid Row with healthy vegan food. He shared some photos and videos of his latest project on Instagram. And one of the captions said, this is the goal. The I Love You restaurant is a movement that is all about giving people what they deserve, healthy vegan food for free. We launched our first one-day food truck pop-up in downtown L.A. Keep a lookout because this is the first of many.
Boy, I got to tell you, This makes me... Now I'm on his side.
He's a good...
How can I be on Jaden's side?
He's a good dude.
Oh,
and
that's really cool.
He now has a new album that dropped on Friday. It was like the number one trend for a day and a half. I did not listen to it.
I have a clip.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sounds good.
It's an instrumental. There's not many
right,
lyrics. So yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I see what you did there.
Is he still dating Tyler, the Creator, Allie?
I think that was a goof.
Oh, that was not true.
Yeah, that was them just pretending.
I got you.
Or
you just can't.
Jaden,
you can't believe anything anymore,
right?
You can't. You can't.
Everyone lies to you.
Everyone's a big lying liar who lies.
And a narc,
right? Most people are narcs. People got real mad that I called them narcs. Wow. So Vin Diesel announced on Instagram yesterday that both Charlize Theron and Helen Mirren will be returning for the upcoming Fast and Furious 9. Both of those characters were introduced in the franchise's last outing, 2017's Fate of the Furious. And Helen Mirren will also be seen in the Fast and Furious spinoff, Hobbs and Shaw, which comes out on August 2nd.
I believe Beer Mug talked to Vin Diesel about that when he ran into him recently.
Vinny D! I am Groot! I am Groot, Vin! Vin!
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't get to him after all.
Yeah, understandable. He's very busy. And along with the newest cast member to that franchise will be John Cena, whose role is still under wraps.
And how many Fast and the Furious movies are there now? Like nine?
Yes, this is the ninth, I think.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah, yeah. The entire action series has racked up more than $5.1 billion at the worldwide box office. And Vin Diesel had previously said that there would be at least 10 films. So there you have it, you guys.
There aren't very many franchises with 10 movies in them, I'll tell you that.
And that still make a grip.
Yeah, they're still huge, yeah.
Pretty sure I saw all of them.
Multiple times. Who are you kidding? You saw all of them. Some many times in the theater, right?
I don't think so, but I think it's bad enough to have seen all of them.
I haven't seen any.
Yeah.
Which I mean, probably won't shock anybody,
It's just eye candy and special effects.
Yeah, it's louds and fast cars.
Yeah, you know what you're getting.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. Some birthdays for you guys. We've got Courtney Love, Tom Hanks, and Fred Savage. And that's what's...
A lot of people are mad at us.
Really mad. Gary.
Sorry
Way
about
to go,
that
go, Kevin.
Hey, married people living apart, at least for part of the time... Is that a thing? Is that something you would be interested in? If you could do it, would you do it? We'll discuss coming up in a few minutes here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. It is Tuesday morning. First, though, Allie, you found something to be outraged about over the weekend.
I wasn't outraged. I rolled my eyes and thought, oh, y'all have a lot of time. Did you know there's a wedding shaming Facebook group?
I have heard about that before.
A wedding shaming Facebook group.
So they will post all about bridezillas or crazy things leading up to a wedding.
Are these the same people who make fun of other people's engagement rings online as well?
I'm not sure if they do that, if that's this
that
specific
group. That seems much
group,
more mean-spirited.
That seems very mean. Because if somebody's buying you a ring, you take it, you enjoy it, and you accept it. But this shaming group, they go in, is all I'm going to say. But the most recent thing that the people are outraged about is at the reception, you know when people will clink the glass with like a knife or whatever, you hear the high-pitched noise? And that's nothing to do with the last segment. And then the... Not that noise.
Okay.
But the couple, the newlyweds, have to kiss. When you hear the clinking of the glass, you kiss.
Right. Right.
So everybody knows about that. Well, sure. Apparently this couple thinks, that's way too easy. We're just not going to smooch all willy-nilly. You have to earn it. What?
What are you talking about?
So they put out a menu at each person's plate that said, if you want to see the newlyweds kiss, a clink of the glass won't cut it. We're going to make you work for this. We have a list from which you can choose, for which you may need a little more booze.
Oh, my God.
Want to hear the menu?
Please.
First up, newlywed trivia. Answer one of 10 questions about the bride and groom on the back of this menu.
Nope. How badly do you want to see them kiss?
No one does.
What is wrong with you?
No one does. And I'm sorry, I'm not doing work at your wedding.
No. No, I only came for the food and drink anyway.
Thank you.
I don't care about you.
And how quickly can I get out?
This one just seems like, I don't know what kind of swinging's happening at this wedding, but the exquisite example, demonstrate a kiss for us to copy. Right? So what if you just get up with your boyfriend, you're like, just tonguing him down in front of the whole group.
Licking his whole face,
right?
The whole thing, yeah.
Right?
And then do they have to do that?
They have to do it.
Oh, that would be funny.
They have to do it, absolutely.
But why are they doing this?
I don't know.
I mean, it's so look at me, but it's already the most look at me day ever. It's your wedding day. People are already looking at you. Why do you have to ramp this up like this?
And are people really like, oh, I'm so exhausted by all the clinking. Let's make it fun. No, nobody even clinks much anymore. You do it like once or twice during the speeches. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, up next on the menu, the French toast. Offer us some advice for a long and happy marriage. Good God.
What?
Now we have to sit through people offering advice. Like, creepy Uncle Frank is going to be like, yeah, I know what I do. Like, no one wants that.
Wait.
You do? Okay.
You get a better kiss out of them if you stand up and offer them some marital advice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. This one, I mean, I don't hate because this seems like a fun party.
Okay.
This one is called Take Your Chances. Flip a coin. Heads, the bride and groom will kiss. Tails, you kiss another guest. What?
Another guest meaning random?
Random. What if
you,
you're
do
like,
you get to look, pick?
I would assume so, which that's a whole consensual thing that,
yeah,
that
but, yeah.
comes into play.
Bean will be this, like, look, that's 9. I've been rejected. All right, 10. How about you?
Right?
Nope. All right, 11. You? No? Okay.
And then Frank gets back up. He's like, well, let me tell you about this story.
And then Bean and Frank kiss. That's how it ends.
That is how it ends. Yeah. This is just, it's insane and it's cringeworthy. And I like that one of the people underneath who had experienced a similar menu at the wedding wrote, spoiler alert, no one wants to see you kiss that bad.
That's
no
right.
No one.
That's 100%
no
true.
No one.
Now, do you guys have any thoughts or preferences on what the bride and the groom do with that first piece of wedding cake?
Whether like they smash it in each other's face?
I don't care. Don't care.
I would rather.
They want to smash it? Fine.
I'd rather not see the smash because I get so like anxious about, oh no, it's on the dress. Oh no. Like it just,
really?
Then she has to fix her makeup. Like there's a whole.
It's to me.
I get anxious.
To me, that's time wasted between me and cake.
That's sure. a good point. That's right. A good point.
Hurry through that part.
Yeah, start
to serve the guests.
Right. And that way I can have cake.
Here's the thing, though. If you're planning on getting married, like we're giving you a lot of do's and don'ts, there's really only one do for a wedding.
Okay.
Open bar.
Agreed.
That's it.
Agreed.
Period. End of discussion. So if there's an open bar and a kissing menu, I'm going to feel a little better about it than if there's a cash bar and a kissing menu.
So free booze.
Free booze.
Tops all.
Thank you.
You were only about a half an hour away or so from winning your tickets to a great show coming up at the Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine at the end of August with Smashing Pumpkins, Noel Gallagher, and AFI. And you win all that and then are qualified to see the Pumpkins again in their hometown of Chicago. It's K-Rock Road Trip 2019. Destination number 3, details at krock.com.
Where did this story come from? Was it Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah.
Her marriage?
She told a story in the Sunday Times. She's only been married for about 8 months to her new husband, but mm-hmm. she told a story in the Sunday Times that her husband stays with her about 4 nights a week, and then the other 3 nights he goes to his house that's a little bit down the road.
Oh, so it's in the same cities?
Yeah, same cities.
Okay.
Close enough. But again, in L.A., people on the west side won't date people in Los Feliz. It's
right.
Too far.
Sure.
Come on. But it got me talking with some friends over vacation. Like, would you ever do that? And every single one of my married friends said, 100%.
If Did you that have, surprise you?
It didn't, because I know my friends, and I probably couldn't stay with them 7 nights a week either. But if you have the means to have either an apartment or something else...
That's probably the issue
for
most
people. That
would
be, I think, the biggest issue for sure. But I think alone time is so important in any relationship that if you can also have that as, complete alone time, where it's a whole night by yourself... That would be lovely.
Especially if it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
They tried it
right?
On Sex and the City. Big had asked Carrie about doing that. And Carrie was like, no, that means you don't love me. And then she started freaking out. Yeah, it was a big deal.
Okay. I thought we were talking about a real story.
Okay, but I was they were real friends over vacation that I was talking to. But also, I brought it up because of the Goop story and because it was on Sex and the City as well. And I was wondering, is that something maybe newlyweds are looking at the story and going, oh, never. Because even Jensen was like, no way. Yeah. I married my wife because I want to spend every minute with
her. But we didn't talk to Danielle about that.
Absolutely.
So we may have gotten a different answer.
After spending so much time together in the NICU, I'm sure they both have very different answers now.
Well, we talked to Jensen yesterday, and he said, I may be coming back to work sooner rather than later, you guys. So, I think we're finding out. There's such thing as too much togetherness. Gwyneth goes on to say, all of my married friends say that the way we live sounds ideal, and we shouldn't change a thing. She says, for people who don't like the way she's doing it, I don't care about them. Haters are irrelevant to me. It's I'm not making this work for people who aren't in the arena. Haters don't mean anything to me because they're not my people, she says.
I mean, I can see that. If it's working for her, who cares?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's no reason for us to not want them to do it if this makes them happy.
Right. Other married couples, that's what we're looking for, right? Married couples who think this is a great idea or a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Either way.
Where do you land on it?
I bet we have, and I think money would be the only obstacle for the reason we don't have a lot more of this type of relationship, but I bet we have listeners who are doing this, who are together permanently as a couple, but live together, but not really. Live together, but with an out. How about that?
Meaning another place where they spend part of the week?
Exactly.
With a whole separate family?
Yes.
I don't think a whole separate
family. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
Oh, I want those calls, too.
I just saw a story on the news. Maybe you saw it, too, Allie. It was so adorable. The old folks' home where the 100-year-old and the 102-year-old got married. Did you see
that? Yes, they immediately got married.
Yes, they said they fell in love. They said, and by the way, they both seem very together, very happy. They don't walk very well, but they're both mentally very sharp. But the first decision that they made, Kevin, was we're not going to share a room.
Yeah.
We're keeping our respective rooms.
By the time you're 100, of course.
Right?
Maybe you have your own thing by then that you sort of need to keep up.
They're 100 and 102. They're married, but they're still living in separate rooms, which I think is adorable. Look, I have some experience on this topic, you guys.
You do. Because your wife won't live in the same house you're in.
And she,
is that correct?
And she moves a lot and doesn't tell me. And I think that's unfair. You guys have made fun of me for this for years and years and years. Because, you know, when we lived in Seattle, we were lucky enough to have two different houses. Okay? One on an island, one on the other side of the island. And it was very frequent. Every week, for one or two nights, one of us would be in a different house than the other person.
With a different
family. It just worked
out
that way. Not with a different family. Again,
okay.
same relationship.
Okay.
And it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. And here's the way I looked at it. Maybe you're right, Allie. Maybe I would have felt differently about this if I had been, you know, a newlywed or something. I thought, we're married. This doesn't mean we don't still love each other. Doesn't mean we don't still want to be together.
Speak for yourself, but go ahead.
Notice Todd is not on the phone. But there's nothing wrong with having a little independence.
I agree.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with having a little independence. And, I mean, I don't mind telling you, you know, right now I'm in Louisiana for a few weeks and she's in Washington. We're in different states right now.
Yeah, that's most of the time now, though. I mean,
and we're totally fine with that, too. She more so than I am. I don't think it means your relationship's in trouble. I do think you can't. One of you can't be Sarah Jessica Parker. In other words, you both have to be on the same page.
For sure,
both on the same page. So let's take some calls on this at 1-800-520-1067. I'd also be interested if there are people who do think it's a terrible idea and don't understand it and have questions about it too, because I think that's a legitimate part of the conversation as well. Why don't we start with Rocky? She's joining us from Northridge on line one this morning.
Morning, Rocky.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. So my husband and I we've been together for 17 years. We've lived together for 2 years, but we've only been married for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely agree. You need your SSB, like your secret single behavior, your secret like alone time where you can just chill and be yourself and not have to worry about somebody being next to you or what somebody wants to do. And I think it's just life-changing if you have your own separate hobbies and your own separate time.
Rocky, is this discussion a thinly veiled way to get into butt talk? Is that what's happening here? Is this butt stuff we're dealing with?
Definitely not.
Okay.
I didn't get that either.
I was just wondering.
Okay.
You love being able to sit on the couch wherever you are and watch whatever the hell you want on your DVR without anyone else's opinion, right?
Exactly. They don't have to talk through it. They don't have to keep asking you questions. You don't have to discuss what you want for dinner, what that whole long argument of what do you want to eat? Well, I don't know. What do you want to eat? Well, I'll eat whatever you want to eat.
Amen. Amen. Rocky 2020, you guys.
Rocky 2020. I like it.
Glad you called. Thank you so much. 1-800-520-1067. Married people living apart for at least part of the time. That's the topic. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
Just ahead of Foo Fighters, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Albert in Bellflower. Good morning, Albert.
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great, Albert. We're talking about spouses who don't live together all of the time. What's your situation?
Well, my husband just started as a flight attendant for an airline and is based in San Francisco.
Oh.
And so he's gone anywhere from 4 to 5 days a week. And so I'm home by myself with the dog. Then when he's home for 7 days or something, I'm like, okay, you need to leave after the third day.
Because you're so used to him not being there.
Exactly. Four to five days a week.
It doesn't even sound like you're married.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, we've been together for 15 years. We've been married for a year. Bye. Go back. Don't you have a trip coming up?
Albert, I'm not going to lie. I love everything about this story because not only do you get the best of both worlds, you're also getting all of those miles because he can give you miles as a spouse, right?
Actually, it's not miles. It's just
Free flights.
Okay.
Oh, Albert, just keep this going as long as you can.
Albert is living the dream. Hey, and, you know, I hope it lasts forever, but if it doesn't, can Allie marry your husband next?
Yes.
Thank you. Good deal.
That's very nice.
Thank you for the call, sir. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take some more calls after Foo Fighters. And by the way, this text just came in from the 562. Hey, anybody ever try a king-size bed? It's way cheaper than an apartment. I think we're talking about more distance than just that, but we'll be right back on K. Recent interview with London Sunday Times' Gwyneth Paltrow said she and her new husband of just 8 months, Brad Falchuk, are taking their time merging their households. They're in no rush to live together full-time, and that he only spends about 4 days a week in her place and the other 3 days a week back at his own home. And a lot of people looked at this as weird, but our listeners seem to love it. Our listeners seem to all want to be married and not live with their spouses full time.
We even asked for people who don't like it, who thinks it's a bad idea. We can't find one of them.
I only have one tweet from Doug Perez that says, to each their own, I couldn't do it. But think I could send my kids to another house instead for a couple days? So I see what you're doing, Doug. I see.
All right, let's get back to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Megan, I'm sorry that we lost you. If you have the opportunity to call back, we'd love to hear from you. Let's go to Lily in Long Beach. She's up first this segment, line 5, please.
All right. Good morning, Lily.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're good.
Thanks for hanging on. What's going on? What's your story?
All right, so me and my husband live in the same household. We've been together 10 years. Lived together 4 years, married a year and a half, and what started as a fight, like, I'm going to sleep in the office because he has an office in our house, and now he kind of has stayed there about 3 nights, and then he'll come sleep, like, 4 nights in the room, and at first, I was very upset, but now I'm actually digging it. I actually like it because I can sleep however I want to sleep, like, with either ocean sounds or a candle on all night.
Interesting.
So I think it's really good.
But it started with a fight, which isn't ideal, I don't think.
Yeah.
But so you like it.
I'm like, okay.
So you think it helps. What happens when you're in bed and he starts walking in? You're like, oh.
Oh, it's tonight the night. He's in here.
Come on.
Sometimes I do say that. I'm like, oh, okay. But I mean, it's nice to, you know, get some affection every other night.
All right.
I dig it.
All right. Okay, very good. Glad it's working out for you. Thanks so much for the call. Let's try Ashley. She is in Torrance. She's on line 2, up next on the Kevin Devine Show.
Morning, Ashley.
Good morning, party people.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. What's going on? What's your situation?
Well, my husband and I were married when I was in the Air Force. The same day we got married, he left to drive back to Texas, and I didn't see him for 3 months. Then I moved back to Texas to be with him. He went offshore. He's an offshore oil worker. And then he got back, and I had to start work with a three-letter government agency, which we will not disclose at the time.
Okay.
And for 7 years, we lived apart, and I saw him about maybe twice every couple of months for 3 or 4 days. And then after that 7 years was up, I terminated employment to be back with him. But he was in the oil industry, so he was gone most of the time. So I saw him maybe a couple of days every other month.
I got news for you, Ashley.
we hate to break it to you. You're not married.
He is avoiding you like the plague.
I work in the ocean.
In an oil rig. Yeah, I'm there for months.
Ashley, I want you to be honest. We're all friends here. This is a safe place. Is he real?
Yes, I know.
Have you met him?
A lot of my friends ask that. That's hilarious you say that because that is the running joke. But yes, he is very real. We are very much in love, and it's been 12 years, and it works great for us. People don't understand, like you said, but other people that do those relationships. I have some friends that are in the space industry, and they're on deployments for long periods of time, rotating and orbiting the Earth. And so they get back, and they understand, and they realize
Ashley,
it does work for certain people.
If I had a dollar for every guy that's like, oh, I can't, I'm going to space. And I'm like, really? But you were just here. It happens all the time to me.
I think Ashley's making every part of this up. Every part.
At an event for the stuff in the backpacks for your wife.
So, oh, you did? Oh, check
it's
you
true
out.
True, yes.
I mean, you're a very nice person. You're also just a little bit crazy. Okay, we appreciate the call.
Thank you, Ashley.
I just feel like months apart, maybe too much for most relationships because you really do grow in different directions in that amount of time,
don't you? Like they both knew what they were getting into at the start. Like this wasn't something like 5 years into it, they got these jobs that would keep them apart. They kind of knew what they were getting into.
They started that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
all right. Let's do one more. Let's make it to Christine. She's in Tustin, line 8. She may have a little different experience to share with us on this topic.
Hey, Christine.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thank you.
So, we used to live in the Bay Area. My husband and I have been together for almost 20 years. And he got a job in L.A., and I had to stay in the Bay Area while my my daughter finished her eighth grade year before she started high school.
Mm-hmm.
So for 6 months, I had to do all the dishes. I had to do all the laundry. I had to do all of the, like, sleeping by myself. It was terrible. I hated every minute of it. We were, from the second he left, I didn't sleep.
Really?
It was, like, the worst. Yes, yes. We've been together for almost 20 years, and I cannot sleep if he's not home.
How did he do with the distance?
He's a guy. He could sleep fine.
Yeah, it's true.
He had to stay in, like, temporary housing for a month, and that was kind of awful. He was, like, in El Segundo in some... temporary housing. So that was pretty hard.
I get the impression from Christine, she missed having help on the chores more than she missed the sleeping.
Totally. She did list a lot of chores.
Sounded to me like she could have just hired a housekeeper and that would have taken care of most of the trouble.
But that's why I have him. I don't need a housekeeper. I have him to do the laundry.
And now we know why he moved away.
It is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:54.
Your tickets for Smashing Pumpkins, Noel Gallagher, and AFI all playing one night, August 29th at the 5.8 Amphitheater, coming up in about 5 minutes or so here on KROQ. First, Allie, what's happening on this Tuesday?
Well, production has officially begun on the Saw reboot. We know that Chris Rock is going to be playing a police detective investigating a series of grisly crimes.
Good heavens, really?
It's true. And we now know who's going to be playing his dad.
I hope it's Kevin.
Oh, it's just Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Wow.
I mean.
That Cat Sharp is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I'm talking about Samuel L. Jackson.
Are you happy with that?
I hated doing it. I hated doing it.
You hated yourself while,
yes,
but you knew show comes to a stop.
Yeah.
No.
Damn it. The kids don't even know who Shaft is. Come on. Oh, all I know is I was in when Chris Rock had approached the people at Lionsgate and said, listen, I have an idea for a reboot. And they're like, you're Chris Rock. What's happening? And then he told them what his idea was. And Lionsgate was like, we're done. Sold. Let's do it. Start shooting. In. So the fact that they believed in Chris Rock that much and the fact that now Samuel L. Jackson is playing his dad, I can't wait for
this. That sounds great.
No word yet on Jigsaw. I mean, Tobin Bell, right? We don't know if he's going to be there. If people don't know Jigsaw, go ahead, Kevin.
Do you want to play a game?
I mean, nails it, right?
Now, hold on a sec, because I got to check. Is that different from your Rambo?
I want them to know death is coming, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Very similar.
That's right.
Very similar.
Remember,
it's not very similar, by the way. It's identical.
We aired that commercial, and I said, are you doing Jigsaw? And you're like, no, that's Rambo. I'm like, what?
Let me hear your Jigsaw again, please, Kevin.
Do you want to play a game?
Say it again without screwing it up.
Do you want to play a game? All these years, I've kept my secrets, but the time has come to face my past.
Jigsaw is Rambo.
Oh.
Starring Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson.
That's a crossover none of us knew we needed.
I do one voice. That's it.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Tell you what. Do your elf into Jigsaw into Rambo.
I don't know.
You ready for that, Bean?
I'm ready. I'm ready to hear it.
Okay.
No problem.
You want to play a game?
That's where Bean picks up the Rambo.
Oh, that's what I thought, too.
That's
I thought
said,
you were going to not
yeah.
do it
that's
again.
That's why I said,
I'll
you ready,
right
you ready for that, Bean? Not like, are you
I
just
want
ready
them
to listen?
To know death is coming, and there's nothing they can do about it.
You ruined
I wanted
it.
To hear it from the source, but okay.
Okay, right. I understand. Here's why I bring up Tobin Bell. So Kevin has a history of maybe being a little overzealous on the hang-up button during an interview.
Most of the time what happens is the guest says goodbye,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then I start to hang up, and then they have another thought. And
right.
that's on them.
Sometimes it's on them. Sometimes, though, you pull the trigger way too early. But never before had I seen it in person. Tobin Bell was literally in the studio, 5 feet from your face.
Mm-hmm.
You could see that his mouth was still moving,
yes.
but you thought to yourself, no, it's time for a commercial.
I mean, that did happen. Unfortunately.
Tobin, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Happy
all week on K-Rock.
Close your windows.
But I mean,
you saw
thank you for
his
coming
mouth
in.
Moving.
It's a pleasure. That's a great out.
It would be a great out. However, we did isolate it, so we heard what he said right after, and it's going to break your heart.
Tobin, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on radio.
I'm happy to be on radio. Want to know why he's happy to be on radio? It's his favorite thing. This is a man that came in with a friend of his that was visiting from London to give her a tour of the station. He wasn't even being interviewed that day.
Yeah.
He just wanted to come in and take a tour and show this woman his radio friends. Kevin.
And you're just trying to make me feel worse?
Kevin.
Did this happen?
I think Kevin is doing exactly as well as anyone might have expected someone like him to perform in a position like that.
But I would like to say this. That, I believe, happened before he brought in his guest.
True. He did come back after that. You're right.
He was fine.
But my God.
All good.
He did come in after that. You're totally right.
Yes. Yes.
And then I played that for him. We did.
That's right.
And then a woman died laughing. Oh, it was good times, everybody. Hey, I need you guys, and by you guys, Kevin, to check your receipts and your bills a little more clearly.
Okay.
Because Lindsay Lohan is cashing in on her dormant app. Yep, she launched an app in 2017, offered exclusive content for $2.99 a month, and stopped adding content about 3 months later. But
Lindsay Lohan.
What's the app
she's,
called?
Don't know.
Oh.
She's been charging subscription fees despite it not working for over 2 years. So just check your billing and see if you have any Lindsay Lohan apps. Unclear how many paying customers there still are, but Page Six is the one that found this. So
can you imagine? Page she's six. Just sitting there going, people are idiots.
$2.99 adds up.
A month.
It sure does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I guarantee I have subscriptions
Same.
That I don't know about. I guarantee
Absolutely.
It that I'm still paying for.
Yeah. Even if it just shows up once a year
mm-hmm.
and it's just hidden somewhere and it's,
yep.
you know, $4, you don't really notice. But yeah, that's
yeah.
not good. It's not good at all.
Agreed.
I mean, it's good for Lindsay Lohan, right? What happened to her? Some birthdays for you guys. Courtney Love, Fred Savage, and Tom Hanks. Can I just say, if you don't follow Colin Hanks on Instagram, you're doing yourself a disservice because every year on his father's birthday, he writes something very sweet and then posts a picture of Michael Keaton. And it delights me every single year. And God bless you. You did it again, Colin Hanks. So happy birthday to your dad, Tom Hanks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
Here's a P.S. to that conversation we were having about the earthquakes. Queen V, frequent commenter on the Kevin Bean Twitter account, says, I knew two kids in school whose parents moved their families out of state after the Northridge earthquake of 1994.
Wow. Well, so that was a particularly heinous one.
That was a wake-up call for a lot of people, yeah. But Dr. Lisa, is it Lisa Alley that we've been watching on from Caltech lately?
What?
Dr. Kate?
Lucy!
Lucy, yes, Lucy.
How dare you!
That's why I didn't remember. That's why I was asking you.
Oh, my God. She's only been a staple in all of our lives, Dr. Lucy Jones and Kate Hutton, since I was a little child, to the point where on Friday night, when I was so freaked out by that 7.1, I called and woke up my parents on the East Coast, and you know what my mom said? What's Dr. Lucy saying? Maybe turn her on. Everything will be better. And you know what?
She didn't say who's Dr.
No, she was right, because Dr. Lucy Jones makes me feel better about everything. And okay. You're Dr. Lisa.
I'm sorry, I didn't remember. But my
Put
point
some respect
is
back on her name.
Okay, I'm sorry. She should. I don't deserve to have her in my mouth anyway.
Wow.
The point is, the 94 quake, yes, a bad quake, but as Dr. Lisa says, it's
Dr. Lucy Jones.
There's a 100% chance of the big one that we've all been fearing happening at some point.
Oh
now,
God.
That doesn't mean it's today. It could be in 400 years. We don't know. But the 94 quake at one point is going to look like nothing, I guess.
No, they've been
saying
that the big one that's going to take place on the San Andreas fault line, we're within like 150 years of that, is what they have been saying.
Oh.
Yeah. So
doesn't sound like she's putting our minds at ease much.
You're right.
What about that whole part where you feel better?
Dr. Lisa's a bitch.
She certainly is. All right, Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's going on?
Here's Allie with what's happening.
Well, this is going to interest Kevin a lot.
Yes.
And it's going to interest anybody that was watching as the U.S. women's national team won the World Cup. And
what is
people
going on?
Well, I'm telling you.
Watched every game, loved every game.
And you said you were sad because now it's over and you can't watch the U.S. women's team. You're like, oh,
what's
it's over. This stinks. Well, U.S. Soccer and Allstate today have announced a multi-year partnership headlined by Allstate's presenting a 5-game victory tour.
Oh.
Stop number one.
Yes.
Saturday, August 3rd, the USA hosts the Republic of Ireland at the Rose Bowl.
What's going on?
I'm telling you, how great is that?
That's pretty strong.
And Ireland, right? I don't know if they have a good team.
I think they're very good.
They're not very good. Okay. But I'm just saying.
But it doesn't really matter. It's sort of a victory lap.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's kind of exciting.
I got that text from my daughter about 3 hours ago, and I had to tell her, of course we'll go. And I'm like, oh, I hate going to the Rose Bowl.
But it's worth it to see your girls.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Now, Kevin,
it was amazing.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but all of the champions, the ladies on the women's national team, they all play in the women's league too as well, right?
Yes, almost all of them. Some of them play in Europe, but most of them play in
almost all of them
WSL.
So you do have the opportunity to go see your favorite stars.
Yes,
anyway.
But there's not one in Los
but
Angeles.
Not, and they don't play together. And
no,
there's
of
no
not.
Yeah,
of
LA
not.
Team.
Right.
Unless you consider
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, the women's World Cup final, and of course this makes some sense in America. Destroyed the 2018 men's final in the TV ratings.
Yeah, I did that story yesterday. Right about this time.
I don't listen.
Yeah, the ratings were only better than the 2015 World Cup final with the
women. Do remember
you
saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on me.
So the Rose Bowl, though, that's the takeaway.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl. It
that's
is going to be
news for people who fell in love with that team,
absolutely,
watching them on TV in France. Now you can go see them in person. That's awesome.
Yeah, Saturday, August 3rd at the Rose Bowl. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. at ussoccer.com. If you're interested in the other cities, we don't know where they are yet, and we don't know the opponents yet. So suck it, Rose Bowl knows.
What's going on over here, Mom?
It's odd. It's a hamburger. John Turturro's Big Lebowski spinoff, The Jesus Rolls, which is going to follow his Lebowski character, Jesus Quintana, scheduled to hit theaters in early 2020. It's also going to star Bobby Cannavale, John Hamm, Susan Sarandon, and Pete Davidson. All right. You guys, you into it? I mean, Coen brothers aren't so much as involved as you'd want them to be.
Correct.
Seeing as how John Turturro directed it from his own script. But still, you got all those cool people and Susan Sarandon.
Sure.
He amputated his own leg.
I don't think that...
Don't think that's true either.
I mean, we don't know the plot totally yet.
I mean, maybe... I love John Turturro, by the way.
So much.
Terrific actor. Yeah,
so much.
Actor. So maybe. Yeah.
Could be great.
You know who I love acting? That Marilyn Manson.
I'm sorry?
Oh, is he doing some more acting?
He's doing some more acting. By the way, you might remember seeing him in his debut in David Lynch's Lost Highway. Mm-hmm. He has a role in HBO's forthcoming Young Pope sequel of The New Pope.
He's an asshole. He's a mean mother... No doubt.
I don't think we're saying that. And then last appeared in WGN's Witch Trial series, Salem. Well, he told Revolver that he's going to be in CBS's adaptation of Stephen King's plague horror, The Stand.
I want to be this guy. He's such a badass.
And here's another cool part about it.
He's the man who invented Booyah.
He didn't. Marilyn Manson and country singer Shooter Jennings also recorded a cover of The Doors' The End for the miniseries.
He is a prolific, if you will, liar and killer and murderer.
No, it's Marilyn Manson. He's the...
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
I don't think any of this is true, you guys.
He's just a political hack.
I've never heard his politics, you guys.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
That seems aggressive.
His hands are so small.
I have not noticed, but now I'm curious.
Asshole.
Again, no, I'm trying to bring you a story about Marilyn Manson.
He was born on the 4th of July, 1900.
Well,
wow, he's old.
He is ancient. I had no idea. That is a great fact. Thank you, Mr. Kasem, for that. All right, Bean, we need to talk about this.
Okay.
You're moving to England, end of the year.
Correct.
A lot of things happen in Great Britain that don't happen here. Like rules about your mailman.
Oh, now, I don't know this story you're about to tell, but I want you guys to know that I gave a lot of thought over the holiday, over the 4th of July break, about my backup plan if I can't get on in radio.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm going to work for the Royal Mail.
Okay, well...
I think that's my plan, is I'm going to be a mailman.
I need you to know that...
Oh, my God, no one would be happier than you.
That's what I think. I mean, look, I've wasted my whole life in radio up till this point. Now it's time to devote myself in the rest of my years to my true passion, delivering the mail.
Well... I'm going to tell you right now, It just got a little easier to be a mailman there. After 47 postmen and women were attacked by dogs each week
during
the course of their work last year, there are now guidelines, you guys. Royal Mail has issued a set of guidelines for dog owners that they have to follow for safety of their mail delivery people. They're advising you to feed your pets before the postman arrives, put the animal in a secure room while the mail is being delivered, and then leave them there for at least 10 minutes after the postman leaves. So basically, you're feeding your dog and not letting him near the postman. These are the rules.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, very stringent.
I don't understand. If the dog is in the house, it doesn't make any difference to the man delivering the mail. They're talking about bring your dog in from the yard when the mailman's coming? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. 47 postmen and women were attacked by dogs each week during the course of their work last year.
That's a surprise to me.
But
that's
Bean runs a marathon, so he can get away.
He's so quick.
So
and
easy.
And I'm very good with dogs, too.
And yeah, you'd probably have little like treats in your
little
pocket.
Well, that's the key. Obviously, you're going to have treats.
Okay.
What do you guys think about my backup plan of being a mailman?
I don't hate it. What are they like? What are their uniforms like?
They're spiffy.
Are they?
They're not spiffy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Some people probably think that you're joking.
Oh no!
Bean, I'm not joking.
Bean has been talking about this for 30 years.
I've always wanted to work for the post office.
You really have.
So now I'm going to work for the Royal Mail.
Do they have the little trucks, or are they mostly the walkers?
No, it's both.
They have to wear the little shorts.
Well, yeah.
Knee socks.
Yes.
Penny loafers.
I don't recall the shoes.
Oh, about a little chapeau?
A little what?
Is that a hat?
A chapeau. I just call it a hat.
How about that? How about a little hat?
Is a chapeau a hat? Did I just make up a word?
And then when somebody comes out of the front door, what do you say to them?
I'm here to deliver your mail. I don't think I have to say anything. I think it's going to be pretty obvious.
Maybe you could say, ma'am, if you could open the door, I've got a big package for you. Let me hear that in an accent.
I will look forward to saying that
for
sure.
Go ahead.
Ma'am, if you'd open the door, please. I've got a big package for you. And could you please close your robe?
See, that's my fear, is that I'm going to have a lot of trouble delivering the mail.
Because so many women want to bone you?
Well, the ladies are going to see me coming, and they're going to, answer the door seductively.
That is a huge fear.
And I'm only human, you guys.
Right.
And I do have a very tight schedule to keep with all the mail I have to deliver. So it's all happening, you guys. I'm telling you, it's all coming together.
I feel
better about having a plan.
You did the accent, and then you added, ma'am, can you please close your robe? Like, women are opening the door with their robes open for you.
You don't know, man. You don't know.
She knows that you have a schedule, or whatever you called it, and so she's just trying to speed things up.
Right?
Let's get to it.
I just think you're terrific.
I will check in and let you know how it's going from out on the route.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Okay.
God, I love it
after,
so
like,
much.
After, your sixth dog bite.
He's just bringing, like, sirloin in his hand. He's like, I can't do it anymore, guys.
You guys are going to call me and go, Bean, how's it going? We haven't talked to you in a month. And I'm going to be like, I'm still in the hospital. I got bit by 100 dogs.
I have rabies shots every 5 minutes. It sucks.
My leg looks like a shredded tire. What am I doing? Okay.
I'm sorry. If you were to call us from there and say that your leg looks like, I'd like to hear it.
Come on. I've already told you the news, you guys.
Guys, I'm in the hospital. My leg looks like a shredded tire. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know why you would have broke at the end.
Look, I'll have a lot of time to work on the accent. Maybe I'll get some books on tape to help me learn the accent.
We're just trying to help you, man.
Okay.
Man. We care.
Thank you for the Royal Mail update.
Oh, thank you for letting us know about your backup plan. When were you going to let us in on that if I didn't do this story?
I had just forgotten. I'm sorry. I mean, we had some time off. We haven't all kept in touch. That's the update. How about you guys? Do you have a backup plan for next year?
You dick.
See what you did? Now we're all going to be here.
Yeah! Oh, right. Yeah, of course. Yes, of course.
The kids find love that it. So funny. Oh, you're a dick.
He is
asshole.
An asshole. He's a mean mother... No doubt.
Yeah.
Obviously. Happy birthday, Tom Hanks, Courtney Love, and Fred Savage. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie, on your drive home today. List tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show. People are dumb. People are against pole dancing?
That's... I can't believe this story.
People are against...
A pole dancing exhibition. Not at a strip club, but at a festival, basically. There was a pole dancing exhibition that has been canceled due to uptight people who think that it's inappropriate and sexual.
Whatever.
Nonsense.
I think so, too. Plus, I'm all for pole dancing.
Plus your passes for Comic-Con.